720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studio. It's 810. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll talk to Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band. He's in town with his band this weekend on Saturday. Dean is off today. In for Dean is Josh Hill from Fansided.com. Happy holidays, brother. How are you?
Happy holidays. How you doing, Pete?
We wanted to hear, you know, Star Wars, horrible reviews. Dean told us last week, horrible reviews for Star Wars across the board. What is the reaction now?
I mean, it's still pretty negative, depending on who you talk to. Really, this movie's for the fans, and that's what it seemed like from the start. When you had the first one, The Force Awakens, it seemed like there was a ton of hype going into this, because it was the first Star Wars movie we'd had in 10 years, and it was really something we didn't think we were ever going to get again, which was a Star Wars movie. And then the last one, The Last Jedi, was trying to answer all the questions. That was really divisive. This one didn't feel like it had a lot of hype going into it. And that's where I felt like we started to have a problem, because I felt like nobody was excited for it.
Right.
The fans who really love Star Wars are the ones who are saying that this is one of the best ones. I think that's really we're trying to tell ourselves, that it was better than it was. We'll come back to Earth in a couple of years maybe and say that this whole sequel trilogy maybe wasn't necessary. But really, the fans, this is what it's for.
Right.
That's who loves it. So, I mean, really, at the end of the day, what more do you want?
Even, it's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's good, right?
Yeah, well, that's one way of putting it. Yeah, sure. It's underwhelming. For something as large as Star Wars, and they were saying that this is a story 42 years in the making that's coming to the end, you'd want a little bit more than a whimper, which it seems like it went out on. It was a lot of hat-tipping and thanks for the memories, thanks for the journey type of stuff to fans.
Right.
When you wanted a completion of the story, and that's not really what we got. And I think that's where the source of the frustration is coming from.
Well, as a you know, a fan of these movies, I'm not a huge nutbag Star Wars fan. They keep saying this is the end of the trilogy or whatever it is, the end of this series. What does that actually mean? I mean, there's going to be more Star Wars movies, so it's the end of what?
It's the end of this marketing campaign.
Okay.
It is. Because really, I mean, today, you, or tomorrow, you can go and you can watch the season finale of The Mandalorian, which is the Star Wars TV show on Disney+.
Okay.
So this isn't the end of Star Wars. And really, that kind of is what softens the blow a little bit of this movie being so bad. So when Game of Thrones ends and everybody's really upset that the finale wasn't very good,
right,
and that the season ends, the series ends on kind of a really a dud note, Star Wars does the same thing, but we can go and we can watch The Mandalorian, we can watch some of this other stuff. We still have Baby Yoda in our lives.
Gotcha.
Essentially.
Yes. Baby Yoda. I keep hearing about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
He softens the blow.
I was at church on Christmas Eve, and the priest walked over to the manger. I'm not kidding. There was a blanket around Baby Jesus, and it was Baby Yoda. I swear to you that happened during his sermon. All right, Kevin Spacey is the biggest creep on the planet. And Kevin Spacey released a weird video, didn't he?
He did. It was bizarre. I think that's probably the best way to put it.
Okay.
I don't understand why he did it.
We have that sound?
You didn't really think I was going to miss the opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas, did you? And in light of that, I've made some changes in my life, and I'd like to invite you to join me. As we walk into 2020, I want to cast my vote for more good in this world. The next time someone does something you don't like, you can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected. You can kill them with kindness.
He is such a creep. And the arrogance of releasing this on Christmas Eve, I just don't think he understands what's going on in his life.
No, I think that of the people we wanted to hear from on Christmas, I don't think Kevin Spacey is anywhere near the top 1,000 people that we were hoping to hear from. And this is just really, like you said, bizarre. I don't understand why he did it. What good could possibly come from Kevin Spacey, A, saying anything, and B, using Frank Underwood to kind of send a weird, creepy message. That,
right.
Does he realize what he did? Like, this whole thing, it seems like a joke to him. And mm-hmm. I guess maybe when you get to a certain, you know, level of fame, or they say it goes to your head. And I feel like we're at that point with Kevin Spacey, where either he doesn't know what he did, or he's completely blocked out from his mind how terrible the things he did were, because somebody that does that, somebody that does the things that he did,
right,
doesn't then release a video like this, basically, you know, making light of it. He's basically making fun of this and saying,
yes,
you know, everybody else was wrong. Kill them with kindness. It's like, no, Kevin. The only thing you killed was your career. We know exactly why you did it. You don't need to go out and do this. This is a bit much.
He needs to go away forever and just stay out of sight. Definitely. Josh Hill.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Josh Hill from fansided.com. You're the best, man. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Pete.
All right. That is Josh Hill.